Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bernie Nays. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting third. The center fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ike Boone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Kaum moves to third. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is called out on strikes. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. Kaum scores. Peckinpah moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Schott. Peckinpah moves to third. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy takes first base on ball four. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell has Peckinpah trapped. The throw from Sewell to Lutsk and back to Sewell, who tags Peckinpah out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boone, who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays strikes out. 1 out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 2-1. Indians. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Boone moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nays. Ward reaches second base with a double. Nays throws the ball into Lutz, who tags Ward trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Boone scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schalk moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Schalk scores. Lyons moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Falk bunts towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to second. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Shealy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nays. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Barrett scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shealy moves to third. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lyons strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kham hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kham moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nays is 0-for-1 in the game. Nays takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-1 in the game. Lutsk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barrett. Lutsk reaches second base with a double. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a line drive towards short. Peckinpah reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Falk strikes out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nays. Boone reaches second base with a double. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-2 in the game. Jamison takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jamison moves to third. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jameson tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, White Sox. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spurgeon moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to second. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ward can't make a play. That's a base hit. Spurgeon scores. Burns scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lutsk hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause pinch hits for Ray Schalk. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Sewell settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Sewell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is called out on strikes. One out. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Buck Krause now catching. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jameson bunts towards third. Kham fields it and throws to first for the out. Hudlin moves to second. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it and has Hudlin trapped. There's the throw to Ward, who throws back to Kham, who tags Hudlin for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spurgeon. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Spurgeon steals second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Peckinpah hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Peckinpah moves to second. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Burns hits a line drive into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Krause settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Krause. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nays for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ward moves to second. Bill Hunfield pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Krause moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lutsk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lutsk moves to second. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Peckinpah hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Nays. Falk reaches second base with a double. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.